Hello, this is Ike Pigott with Alabama Power Corporate Communications, and I'm here today with Dr. Josh Klapo, who's a clinical psychologist and a behavioral science expert. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, among several things today, have to do with the changes in habits that come with back to school. It's the time of year when kids have given up the summer schedule, and they're getting up earlier, and they're having to get out the door earlier along with parents, and there's traffic, and there's all kinds of other changes. Dr. Klapo, if you could just start by telling us a little bit about what a behavioral scientist does.
Yeah, and why is a behavioral scientist talking about this? So I'm trained as a clinical psychologist and a behavioral scientist, and really all that means is I've spent a lot of time studying how and why people do what they do or don't do what they do. And the idea behind behavioral science is really being able to create theories and practices and tips and strategies that apply to the majority of people in order to help them improve their actions, which improve their lives. So that's basically what a behavioral scientist is and does.
So this time of year would be something that you would be paying attention to, where so many people are changing their schedules and changing their habits all at one time. What sort of impacts do we see that touch many people at this time?
So this is a very interesting time because, you know, everybody goes through changes in their routines, in their lives, throughout the course of their life. It happens at different times for different people. But right now, you kind of have this collective change going on because it's back to school. So if you think about it, as you said earlier, if it's back to school, you have children who are on new sleep routines, new daily practice routines. You have their parents who are having to adjust to meet those schedules. But beyond just kids and parents, you spoke to the traffic. The traffic patterns are changed. The people at work who may not have kids in school are working now with parents who do have kids in school. And so the change in the parents' routine affects the changes or creates changes for people at work who don't have kids. So it's this very challenging transition time.
Almost stressful.
It can be extremely stressful for a very short period of time if you don't anticipate what's likely to happen, and if you don't really have an action plan for dealing with this temporary transition period.
So what are some of the things that people can do to make those adjustments and cope better through that time?
So I always say to people first, before you can make a change in your actions, in your thoughts, in your feelings, you got to think about kind of what are the signs and symptoms that transition is going on, what to look out for. Particularly, let's start with the parents. Particularly if you are a parent, you already know that your child's sleep routine and their daily routine is different. So is yours. You may be getting up earlier. You may be getting less sleep. You may have more on your plate in terms of scheduling to get out the door before you get to work. And all of that, when I say more on your plate, what that really means is your attention is now having to be divided up in greater slices than when your kids were not in school. Okay. What that also can lead to, though, are situations where you may have more difficulty concentrating. You may be more distracted. You may be multitasking, which we actually don't recommend at all. But you're in a position where your mental energy is now having to be divided in a way that it wasn't potentially during the summer.
This is where people take shortcuts, and this is where things can start to become unsafe.
It can. I mean, it can be as simple and benign as, and we've all done this as parents, is where did I put my keys, right? Where are my keys? Where are my keys? Or where are my sunglasses? And they're on your head, and your keys are in your hand, and you don't even realize it because you're focused on getting your kids out the door. That's a pretty simple thing that doesn't have a big impact. But it can be things like not being as focused when you're driving, not paying attention. And, you know, we should never do this, but paying attention to your cell phone and texting and driving because you're trying to check in with your significant other about picking the kids up. So all those things which happen in our daily lives are going to be heightened right now. So safety is a major issue because people are going to be more distracted.
Okay, so let's kind of flip that a little bit because, you know, yes, there are a lot of negative impacts that can come about when you go through a massive change, but if you're already going to be changing your behavior and your schedule, what are some things that you can do to inject positive change into that?
So it's a great point. Where there is an environment for change, there is an opportunity for you to capitalize on it. And let's take a few different areas. Let's start with the safety. You know, we all know that distracted driving, distracted practices at work are not safe. They are not good for us. We all know that. That's not anything new. But knowing right now, in the next several weeks to maybe few months, that you're in a period of transition, what I always tell people is cut yourself a little slack and recognize that paying more attention to safety practices is a critical opportunity right now. Now is the time to really remember not to text and drive. Now is the time to really remember that when you're concentrating on a particular task, you can't concentrate on two other tasks. It is a chance to kind of shore up your mental skills because you're in a period that's challenging you. The good news is that it's a short-term period. You should always be safe, but the challenge and the stress is a very short term, so you can bring safety up to the number one priority or number two priority, number three priority, whereas maybe before it was just a part of your daily routine. So definitely areas in the area of safety. But the same thing goes for health and wellness. And I think particularly with kids in school, and this is one of those ones, Ike, that whether you got kids or not, health and wellness is really important right now. You have lots of kids going back to school. There's lots of germs going around. And the idea of paying attention to your immune system is critical here. So we all know about hand washing. Hand washing is incredibly important right now for you as a parent, for your child, and if you work with anyone who's a parent. Keeping your hands clean, keeping your germs down is absolutely important. And along with that goes simple things like paying attention to your nutrition. What are you eating? Are you eating healthy? Healthier you eat, more likely you are to have a strong immune system. Getting some time in for exercise. Yes, it's one more thing to put in your schedule, but you have to think about it. It's going to help boost your immune system, which is going to help fight off some of those germs that are going to be out there because kids are back in school.
If you're having to change your schedule to get up at 5:45 to make the kids' lunches, then why not get up at 5:15 and work in that run or that time on the treadmill?
That's exactly. And scheduling it in is critical. It may feel like one more thing you're squeezing in, but I got to tell you, in periods of transition, like back to school, it's actually a support for your brain to schedule things in, because that idea of I got a lot on my plate, I'm going to be distracted, I might not remember something, having it in your routine allows you to not have to worry about remembering. So again, that can be even things like setting reminders to not text and drive. Setting reminders if you're in a parked car or if you're driving to work to focus on your driving. These self-statements that we hear about and that we kind of talk ourselves through can have a huge impact on our behavior. So saying things to yourself like, when I'm going to go to work, I'm not going to listen to the radio, or I'm only going to listen to the radio and I'm not going to change the channel. Things like that allow you to stay more focused. It's something that's helpful for the whole year, but in a time of transition where there's extra traffic out on the road, et cetera, you need to anchor yourself, and that will help you do it.
So as empowering as this can be for you as the individual, there are other people around you who are going through these transitions, including children. What are some of the things that you can look for, some of the signs that maybe they're having a difficulty adjusting? It might not be a child. It might be your spouse. It might be a significant other. What other sorts of signs can you be looking for to see if there's somebody who might benefit from this same sort of outlook?
In general, I tell folks during times of transition, like we have right now, as much as you want to shoot for the stars, don't expect optimal performance. You are going to be more distracted. You may be more sleepy. People may be slightly more cranky. And again, this is kids, your significant other, coworkers. We're all kind of dealing with a new normal that we got to get back to. And it's short-lived. I mean, people fall in line themselves after a few weeks, a month or so. That being said, if your kids, for example, are having a real hard time getting to sleep, or if they're very cranky, if they're acting out at school, for the first few weeks, couple weeks maybe, it's okay. If it goes on past 3-4 weeks, then for kids, that's a time to talk to your pediatrician about it. Because again, if a child is having a hard time getting back to sleep, getting back on their routine, normally they should be okay in a few weeks. Same thing goes with your significant other. If your significant other is a little bit cranky because his or her schedule is off and they're a little bit stressed, talk about it. Cut them a little slack. Take a couple things off the plate in terms of your schedule, etc. After a few weeks, if it hasn't resolved, then it's a time to maybe sit down and have a more serious conversation about how can we make this situation better. Same thing with your coworker. You know, your coworkers may be a little bit cranky. They may have sat in more traffic than usual. They may be behind on their schedules. If you're managing somebody, somebody may not be having a great day because they have a sick kid. All of that should balance out. If it's not balancing out in a few weeks, the best place you can start, Ike, is to simply open that conversation up and say, look, I know it's an adjustment period, but are you having a hard time? Because if you are, let's try to figure this out. Most of the things that we've talked about today are little tweaks, little fixes, little refinements. The vast majority of people are going to be fine if they do these things. Every once in a while, though, periods of transition like this highlight for us and for others more significant problems, be those emotional, psychological, physical. If you're not getting back to a routine within a month or so, I always tell people, go talk to a primary care physician, talk to a mental health professional, talk to clergy, talk to even a supervisor. Let them know that you haven't bounced back. It doesn't mean that something very significant is going on, but it does mean that you may need a little bit more help and some resources to get you back on track.
Little tweaks, little refinements, but in the end, it's all about recognizing what the priorities are and letting that line everything up.
Absolutely, Ike.
All right. Dr. Klapo, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Ike.